Chapter 17. By the time Pox had dressed in dry, clean clothes, it was full dark outside. Starlight and torchlight glittered together on the snowy courtyard. Jorian waited outside her door and escorted her to the king's chamber. Askariel showed his surprise and raised eyebrows when he opened the door. "Lady, I thought you were..." "Pardon, you are welcome to enter." But his voice still held questions. Pox had put on her shining mail again and belted on the mysterious sword. "The king?" she asked softly.
"He woke without pain, lady, and ate with appetite. He has dozed off again. Must you wake him?"
Pox met the eyes of both squires. "Let me explain, if you will." They led the way to a window alcove and stood near. "My call brought me here," Pox began quietly. "I do not know the reason. When I found your king so ill, I hoped the call was for healing. As I found and told you, it was not." The squires stirred, but said nothing. Pox went on. "While I was setting my things aside to bathe, Jorian noticed what he thought was a treasure of this realm."
"What? Old Jorian?"
Pox nodded. "Yes. If he is right, perhaps my call was to restore this treasure to Leonia. Perhaps it has some power to aid you that neither he nor I know of. Jorian named several others old enough to recognize it, if, in fact, that's what it is. But I thought the king himself should decide how this would be investigated." Askariel looked bewildered.
"But, lady, what would you be doing with a royal treasure of Leonia? Surely Jorian didn't suggest... I mean, you cannot be a thief."
"No, but I would like to know myself where this thing has been since it left here, if it did, and how it came where I found it. But you have not asked what it is."
"No."
Both squires shook their heads. "If you wished to tell us, you would." "Do you agree, though, that the king should know first?" They looked at each other.
"I suppose."
Askariel looked doubtful. "He has been able to do no work for some weeks. The council..." Pox shook her head. "No, if this is what Jorian thinks, it is a relic of the royal house. And it involves elves, high elves, and the king must decide what to do."
"Yes, I see. You're right. But could it not wait until morning? If the king can sleep through the night, even once..."
Again, Pox shook her head, and saw that both of them took the meaning of that refusal. Nonetheless, she stated it. "I'm sorry, truly sorry. But as I told you, I was not sent to heal him. He may not live that long, and this, I judge, is urgent enough to disturb even the last of his rest. I will do what I can to ease him again later." They nodded shortly, and left her in the alcove, moving quietly to the bedside to wake the king. Finally, Leith beckoned, and again Pox approached the bed. The king's face showed less strain than before, but his color was no better. His lips quirked in an attempt to smile.
"Lady, I believe you must have some reason for waking me."